Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, providing perspectives of hope in Jesus Christ. Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi says, regardless what season of life you're in, God is always faithful. Well, how does God's faithfulness apply to COVID and the effects on family life, work, and emotional well-being? Today, we talk about these challenges from a pastoral perspective with one of Hawaii's leading ministers. Pastor Glenn is with us from his home in Hawaii, in Kapolei, and I'm here in Boston. It's a bit chilly here in Boston. It's in the 30s, unlike the beautiful and warm weather there in the islands. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program, oh, my friend, is to bring you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, for you to know the one who loves you and knows you and all that you're facing right now, even in the midst of a pandemic. There's always hope in Jesus and the one who loves you so much that he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes, but 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who has touched the heart and life of Glenn Yamaguchi, is reaching out to you, calling you to turn to him. And it's our prayer and hope that you would indeed turn to the Lord Jesus if you have not yet done so already. And if you already have opened your heart to Christ, well, we trust that the Lord will touch you and inspire you through the sharing of Pastor Glenn in this special time. Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi is the founding and senior pastor of New Hope Kapolei. He's a graduate of the University of Hawaii and Talbot School of Theology. He's married to Rika. They have two sons, Jacob and Mark, and one daughter, Sarah. Pastor Glenn, welcome back to our show.
Hey, Danny, so good to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
How does this year of ministry, compare to your prior years?
Well, I'm sure, you know, that question that anybody, whether you're in the ministry or you're, you know, just living your life and you're in the middle of your calling to in the marketplace or at school, I think we'd all say, you know, it's really a totally different kind of a year in the way that we try to live life and the way we try to conduct the business that God has before us. You know, it's unbelievable that we've been going through this, you know, I guess going on 9 months now, and we've all adapted, but it is definitely a different year. You know, I think in terms of maybe Dickens' opening line to The Tale of Two Cities, you know, is how it feels. It was the best of times, and it was the worst of times.
Well, let's go further on that with Dickens. When it comes to best, someone might say, Pastor Glenn, how can you even say or allude to these are the best of times? What do you mean by that?
You know, I think that, you know, when it comes to us seeing the hand of God in our life, I think almost all of us, we like to see God active and moving. We'd like to see miracles, but nobody wants to need a miracle. You know, we all want that miraculous to happen in the midst of something that's already good. But the reality is, for most all of us, that miracles happen when we have a need for miracles. You know, when we can't do it, when things don't look good, and when we have real challenges and real problems and real opposition, and God moves in the midst of those. And when you see those things happen, you experience the goodness of God, and it really creates a sense of awe. It boosts your faith. You see also other opportunities, how to, make a difference and be a blessing and be blessed in times when, maybe people feel like, it's a time where of despair. So I think, this season obviously has presented many challenges to many different people, of course, myself included, but that we've also seen the goodness and the faithfulness of God in the middle of all of that.
Why do you believe? We talk about pastoral perspectives, perspectives of hope. So why do you believe God has allowed the pandemic?
Okay. I'm sure everybody else qualifies it in the sense that, of course, I don't know for sure why God allowed the pandemic. but if I think in terms of how Scripture describes the God that we serve, that He is intimately acquainted with all of our ways, that He is not a distant God, but that He is a God who knows the affairs of man, and when He's seated on the throne of heaven, then obviously He was well aware of the pandemic before it happened and the events that orchestrated these things. And I think God has allowed the pandemic in many ways to, in some sense, what we see in Scriptures is what He says, to humble the nations, to humble, to bring a sense of a reality check to our culture, to the world that so often sees life and the world independent of God. That, we have that illusion, I think, of control that all of us that, maybe not everything in our life, as an individual, we all live with the illusion of control that because I go to work, I have a job, I have some stability in my life, that I'm in control of all of these things in my life. And we upscale that. Nations think that way. Businesses think that way. And what COVID has done, it has humbled us and has taught us that, we are not in control. And there are things greater than us and beyond us that will directly impact our everyday lives, our outcomes, sometimes our very life. And so, I think that God is, whenever God tries to humble anyone, He's not interested in proving who's bigger and stronger, because it's a no-brainer, right? But I think what He's trying to do so often is to get us to realign our lives, realign our priorities, realign our faith, and in such a way that would allow Him to bless us, that would allow Him to for us to experience Him and to live in a closer relationship and in a way that is harmonious with the kingdom of God.
Hmm. Well, speaking of the kingdom of God, we must talk then about the body of Christ, the church. Mm-hmm. We can speak of the church at large from a universal perspective, but I think it's appropriate to speak of the church from a local level, perhaps even from a local church level. How has COVID impacted your ministry, Pastor Glenn, at New Hope Kapolei?
Yeah, well, I think it's, of course, totally changed it in terms of how we we meet people and how we deal with the way that we operate on a daily basis. It, you know, it's done it that way in seasons, right? Because in the initial lockdown thing, where everything was shut down, and even in the more recent time where there was a huge surge here in Hawaii, that we had to really make a total change in terms of how we reach people and how we connect people, because we were just really focused on face-to-face. I mean, we did have an online presence in terms of website and uploading messages and, very rudimentary ways like that. But we had no real online presence in terms of streaming and allowing people to connect from home prior to COVID. And one of the things that I think many of us, we saw the writing on the wall in March, knowing that this shutdown was probably going to come and that we were going to have to switch to a different model of ministry. So obviously the technology changes have been huge. There have been learning curves along the way, and we've all had to, adapt and learn to do what is needed versus what we already know how to do and what we're comfortable with. So, so a lot of it is technology. So currently, we've been streaming live messages up in the weekend and the morning prayer on Saturday and a midweek service during the middle of the week on Wednesday. So I'm trying to make the adaptations that allow us to operate in this environment.
Well, adaptations, as you say, seem to be the word of the hour or the word of the day. Adapting. We all have to make changes. We have to roll with the punches, as it were. Well, there is a way of rolling. There is a way of adapting, because within this idea or necessity of adaptation, there's a question, how? How do we adapt? How do we roll with the punches? Well, when we come back, we'll talk more with Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi, the senior pastor of New Hope Kapolei. We'll talk about, adapting to civil unrest, politics, life. We'll talk about life in general, of course. But how do these things influence our perspective? Well, it's nothing like getting a pastor's perspective on these very things. Sort of helps us process our own views. Are they anchored in the Word? Are they anchored in Scripture? Well, those questions and more, we'll take them up when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, before starting New Hope Kapolei, Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi began his faith journey the summer before his senior year at the University of Hawaii. You can hear Pastor Glenn's whole story, at least as he shared it on The Good Life in a prior show, which is available at thegoodlifehawaii.com. That and more, you can connect with Pastor Glenn and New Hope Kapolei at newhopekapolei.org. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, this program is available for you. Again, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com for this program and others to connect with Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi, newhopekapolei.org. Pastor Glenn, before our break, you were talking about the impact of COVID on the ministry at New Hope Kapolei. In what ways have politics and civil unrest influenced your perspective of ministry during this time?
Well, you know, Danny, I mean, we all have to operate, obviously, in the realm of the community and what's happening around us, and we're all influenced by news, and so the world's a lot smaller, even though, you know, in some ways our day-to-day experiences may be a little different. It does obviously affect all of us, and I think one of those things is some of the recent, you know, political issues that have been going on. It's, you know, as a church, obviously, someone had asked me once, hey, did the church vote for Trump? And I kind of laughed. I said, well, the church doesn't, like, vote per se. You know, what we try to do is we try to encourage people how to think biblically, how to think according to the kingdom principles, and we do encourage people to participate in fulfill our responsibilities and do our part. And so we did, you know, obviously have to address things. We addressed them in messages. We tried to talk about things from, I think, a God perspective. And one of those things is we know that there are people, obviously, who are in pain, and there are people who have been affected by various things that's going on in the world, whether it's the whole race issue, whether it's the riot issues. There's so many different things that have gone on at the election. And so we do try to address that, but I think one of the things that's important is we always have to make sure that we're not operating out of the priority point of feelings versus truth. And I think because once I put feelings at the center of all my thought and my conversation, you know, feelings change so much that, you know, we won't have any sense of grounding. And I think when we make truth the center and we consider the feelings, you know, hopefully we can have meaningful conversations, and we can have meaningful interactions that account for the fact that we do have different perspectives and different feelings, but we do it around the truth and not simply our feelings and letting that dictate the conversation.
It sort of takes me back to a good old campus crusade for Christ track called The Four Spiritual Laws.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of our listeners may remember. Talk about that, fact, faith, and feeling.
Glenn? Sure, sure. You know, some of you might not know, but Danny remembers my time on staff at Campus Crusade. I was on staff with them for like 9 years, and it was a wonderful season in my life and ministry. Great friends. But at the end of that Four Spiritual Laws track, there is this diagram that's there, and it's of a train, and it has, you know, the three components. It has a locomotive, it has an engine, what drives it, there's the fuel car, and then there's also then the passenger portion. And those three components, we said that are fact, faith, and feelings. And so if we make feelings that portion of us, we all have feelings, and feelings are definitely important. They're so primal to who we are as people. But if we try to make our feelings the engine of our life, that we will find that it is very difficult to make progress. But rather, that if we make the driving force what is true, if we make it facts, and then we have a capacity to make progress, and feelings will follow. And what allows us to do that is we have to put our faith in the right place. If I put my faith in how I feel, you know, the illustration is simply that I end up with a messy life. You know, it's like if I put the coal, if I put the oil in the passenger car, all I have is a messy life. I have a roller coaster life so often. I'm riding the, you know, I might have great highs, and I'll have low lows, and I'll be riding this roller coaster of life. It can be exciting for a while, but it'll be often terrifying and often be depressing. But if I put my faith, if I feel the fact, what happens is it drives the engine of our lives. And so what happens is eventually feelings come along. Feelings will follow fact, and they'll follow our faith. And so we just need to get, you know, all of those are important components in life. We just have to get the order right. And putting things in the right order allows us to make progress.
Well, in terms of order, in terms of fact and faith, faith in the Word of God, the stability, the mm-hmm. anchor in our lives, a rock. What lessons, Glenn, have the Lord taught you during this season?
Well, you know, one of the things for sure is, you know, when everything went crazy, remember when everything started to fall apart, I think everybody had a tendency to think about it as, how is this going to affect my life? And it's natural. I mean, all of us think that way. But one of the things that helped me is to think in terms of that, really, what is the purpose of this life, or what is the overarching thing about this life? This life is really more about God's story. That's what God's been reminding me. It's more about God's story than just my story. And it's sort of like that fact, faith, and feeling thing. It's like they're all important. You know, like what happens in my individual life? It's important for sure. But it's not the center of the universe. The center of the universe is God and God's story. And when I start to orient my life to God and God's story, rather than to make my life and make my comfort and make my security the center of all things, you know, it's a very different kind of a life. One is filled with a lot of stress and worry and the issues of control and getting frustrated with people or government or whatever it is because they're not doing everything right, or, you know, they're slow to respond, or however it is that we think. But when that's what happens when I make my life the center and my comfort and my security, you know, and my thoughts. But when I put God, and I recognize, you know, this life is about God and God's story, and when my life is kind of ordered under that, then I start to be honest, I start to have a lot less worry. Because I'm aware that God knows what's going on in my life. God knows what's going on in my community. God knows what's going on in my country. He knows what's going on in our culture, and that he cares about it. He's involved in it. And what we can look at then is a sense that God is at work, and so it doesn't absolve me of responsibilities, but it gives me a proper perspective of it. It's not all on me. It's not all on me trying to grab everything I can for me, and or just, you know, who I'm concerned about. So, in some sense, you know, that's one of the big lessons for me. You know, just a reminder in many ways, because you forget at times, you know.
And, well, and we do, Glenn. It's easy to forget. Especially
sure.
When we don't have the reinforcements of necessary positivity, things that we would perceive as positive, they shake us, they rattle us. And so we need reminders like these. But one of the things I appreciate about your perspectives, and I always have throughout the years of our friendship, is that they're both grounded in reality, so it's not a denial of what people are feeling or experiencing,
sure,
but they're
sure.
also anchored in the Word. And your perspective on viewing it is a fresh renewal, as it were, to a person who needs a fresh perspective. That's why I wanted you to come, and you know, I'm grateful that you're willing to share your time with us. You're listening to Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi from New Hope Kapolei. He's the founding and senior pastor of New Hope Kapolei. You can find out more about New Hope Kapolei at newhopekapolei.org. Again, newhopekapolei.org. Pastor Glenn has taken us really through some very grounding truths about facts, the Word of God, faith, where do we put our trust, and feelings that come and go. But when we do put our faith in the Word, our feelings do change accordingly in due time. So when we come back, we'll talk about more perspectives. But I also want to know where Pastor Glenn has seen God's hand at work in hopeful ways. Perhaps he has a story or two or three, I don't know, to share with us. And if he does, and I hope he does, I think he does, I think these stories are going to be encouraging to you, perhaps even inspirational. And boy, do we need some inspiration today, don't we? Well, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So after Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi graduated from the University of Hawaii, he became a missionary with Campus Crusade for Christ to college students, taking part in church planting teams. And then he graduated with a Master's of Divinity degree from Talbot School of Theology in La Mirada, California. And then he served on staff with several churches before being sent out from New Hope, Oahu, one of the dream teams with Pastor Wayne Cordero, to plant the church in Kapolei. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, our guest, Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi, founding and senior pastor of New Hope Kapolei. You can find out more, connect with him at newhopekapolei.org. Thanks for being with us today. Pastor Glenn, where have you seen God's hand at work in hopeful ways?
You know, I'll bet that all of us, although all of our lives have been changed, I'll bet one of those things is that all of us probably have a higher appreciation in some ways for simple things, and often in terms of probably relationships, because of the way that we've changed. You know, I'm going to guess that maybe most people are like me, that we were really busy before COVID hit and doing a lot of different things. And then when life made doing those things difficult, we began to slow down a little bit. And when that slowdown happened, you know, I think we began to appreciate the people in our lives a lot more. We're concerned a lot more about the people in our lives. And so I'm going to guess that the average person, you know, if you're looking for sometimes just the big things, it depends on your individual circumstances, right, what those big things might be. But so often it starts with seeing, I think, the little things and starting to appreciate, you know, the people in your life. I mean, I had my kids come home from the mainland. Two of my kids were, you know, in college on the mainland in the beginning of the year. Beginning of the year for college. And, you know, college is shut down, and it was hard on them. And, you know, they all came home. Both of them came home, and I have a high schooler still at home too, and he switched to an online model. And but you know what the benefit was? Man, I had my kids home, right? And that was such a great time. It was just a blessing. It might have presented some challenges at the same time. You know, blessings come with responsibilities, but you know, those kinds of things, I think most of us can find a bit of that. But sometimes it is also praying for very significant things that affect our lives. Sometimes the things that, you know, provide for us, sometimes it's the things that sustain us. And I'm going to guess that maybe some of us have made adjustments because of those kinds of things. But if we think in terms of God will never not provide for us, that when we're walking in line with him, that when we're seeking him and submitted to him, the issue just becomes how he'll provide. And sometimes he's going to provide an avenue change. Sometimes he's going to provide a revenue change. And so if you're willing to look at it that way, that sometimes when you cannot do what you want to do, do what you can. You know, that those kinds of things allow us to see the hand of God. You know, one of the things that, you know, I think about it a little bit in terms of, you know, my personal experiences, sometimes it's in the ministry as well. You know, we were so busy that sometimes we didn't have the value on relationships, even in the ministry. You know, we got a little bit more kind of focused on doing things. And it was killing us slowly. You know, it was changing our culture. But this season has allowed us to create space for relationships. And sometimes, of course, they have to be, you know, doing what you can. It's maybe on Zoom. Maybe it's a phone call at times. You know, you can't just go hang out with somebody at the coffee shop or, you know, in somebody's house. But it's doing what you can. And so those kinds of things, prioritizing those things, make a difference. Even the way we do, you know, even outreach, you know, we we were doing some outreach to Youth Challenge. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the program out on Barbara's Point. But you know how they're taking students who may need an alternate learning experience and allowing them to do that and finish well in high school, giving them the structure to finish well. And we were doing an outreach to them and, you know, going and visiting and kind of doing a chapel service for them. And we do it on occasion. Then COVID hit and, you know, shut down all physical kind of ministry like that. And instead what happened is we then started providing them the message and the worship from the weekend. And so now instead of us being on there with an occasion, we've been ministering to them weekly. And tomorrow's graduation, or not tomorrow, Wednesday, Wednesday's graduation for Youth Challenge. And for that, I'll be able to go physically and get to see a lot of the kids that we've journeyed with over these, you know, last 5 months. In the program, and I'll be able to kind of cheer them on and celebrate them. And I might not have been able to see them directly as much as I would like, but that will, you know, we knew we had a voice in that. And so sometimes when you can't do what you want, if you start thinking about doing what you can, you'll see there'll be so many different ways to make a difference.
I like that. When you can't do what you want, you start doing what you can. That's a word of wisdom and encouragement right there. And Pastor Glenn, you're doing it in the lives of young people, the lives of people in your church, and you share those beautiful nuggets of those treasures with us today. Who have you relied on the most during this time?
You know, I think everybody in the beginning, especially we needed content and information, right? And so sometimes some people look for it in the news, and I'll be honest that, of course, I was glued to the news like everybody else. But I don't, you know, at the risk of sounding cliche that a pastor would answer this way, but I would first have to say it really is God. Because, you know, that's the first. I'm not saying it's the only, but God would use other people as well in our lives. But I think that when I made God the first response and I keep him as my first response and not my last resort, it's just way easier. And just meeting with him daily and just being able to cast my cares on him and sitting at his feet and being in his word, renewing my mind has, to be honest, it's made this season not just bearable, but, I mean, there really have been great periods of joy because we see God at work, you know, whether in my individual life or in ministry in other people's lives. But besides that as well, I think there are some friends who have really been, you know, instrumental in just kind of keeping you grounded and being able to hear what sometimes God is doing. Sometimes they're pastor friends, and sometimes they're just friends, right? And that we, you know, it's that time to connect. We just, having a meaningful heart connection makes a huge difference. And so, hey, Danny, even when we talked the other week, that was great. You know, it was refreshing to the soul. And,
yes,
you know, those kinds of moments are really, you know, powerful, I think. For me, I think it's powerful for most people.
Well, there's nothing quite like a friendship. There's a scripture, isn't there, that says, a man of many friends comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And I think that could apply to a brother or a sister in the Lord. You're right. I experienced that, and I did with what you said as far as the way we've connected with such closeness over the years. I do wonder, as you talk about, and I know you're very diligent about your daily quiet times, and still remember times even, I think we were in East Asia doing missions together, and I saw you doing your quiet times. But when we come back, Glenn, I'm wondering if you could share with us if you have a go-to scripture, or maybe a scripture that the Lord has been speaking to you about, perhaps right now during this time. But in our last segment, when we come back, more with Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi of New Hope Kapolei. You can find out more about the ministry at New Hope Kapolei at newhopekapolei.org. Talk about go-to scriptures. Do you have a go-to scripture? One that you might even consider, that's sort of like my life verse, or maybe something that's pertinent to the moment, or one that always seems to be pertinent to the moment. If you do think about that, reflect on that, because Pastor Glenn will share about his scripture when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi says, I have enjoyed every season of life and ministry since saying yes to Jesus. But he believes the best season is always the one God has you in. Oh, what a bold statement. And it makes me wonder what scriptures have anchored him, or scripture has anchored him to believe in that way, to have that kind of faith. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi of New Hope Kapolei. Find out more, connect with Pastor Glenn at newhopekapolei.org. And this program, you can get this program as a free podcast, share it with a family member or friend. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Well, Pastor Glenn, is there a go-to scripture that you find speaks to you?
I think that, and I try to just really read through the scripture, you know, systematically, you know, basically read through the Bible every year. But something that pops up in my mind, you know, often is Hebrews 13:8. And, you know, it's a very familiar passage to some. It just that says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And why that speaks to me in many ways is because I remember, sometimes I'm remembering my yesterdays, and sometimes I'm remembering his yesterdays. You know, when I remember his yesterdays, it's like you remember the stories in the scripture, right? And you see how God delivered the people out of slavery, how you see them sustained in a famine, how you see them empowered. You see things like that in Chronicles, and I hear and I remember those moments where, you know, the man of God is asking, "Are you not the God of heaven and earth? Are you not the King?" You know, and I'm thinking, well, that same principle applies to me. Are you not? You know, did you not do these things, and would you not? And those kinds of principles apply to me, but they also see them played out in my own life, because I think about my yesterday and how did God meet me in the past. He often met me in my darkest moments, you know, and in those moments, and I saw how he met me in sometimes emotional moments. He met me in physical moments, in health moments in my life. You know, Danny, I think you might remember, but I had lived with an injury for something like 24 years. I had torn the labrum on a mission trip, thinking I was still young, going on the judo mat with some kids in Japan. And, you know, tore my shoulder really that 28 years ago. It got worse and worse, to be honest, where, you know, over the years, I couldn't even, you know, really do some regular exercise because it was so bad. And, you know, God healed that one day. Literally, you know, about to get surgery on it, and I was at a conference, and God literally healed my shoulder. Hmm. And, you know, I think about that. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, if he could heal me in the past, why can he not heal me today? Why can he not heal me in the future? You know, I've had some things. I've been going through some medical tests and some things that I went through recently. I had a kidney stone in the summer, first time. And, you know, I did a bunch of scans and different things. And to be honest, one of those things they saw was I had asked him, you know, about some issues. And he said, you know, he saw some, I forget what he called it, like crystallization in my liver. And I had asked him, is that something I should be concerned about? And he said, no, you probably just had some damage. You had some illness or some trauma in the past, and it healed. And, you know, I remember then that I had once done a blood test. You know, when you're giving blood? And yes. It said that I had some kind of hepatitis, I forget, but, you know, and some kind of blood test, that I had some kind of hepatitis. I was never aware of it, but God healed me in the process. And there's a remnant of that in my liver. And sometimes we live with remnants of God's deliverances in our past, or sometimes it's God's corrections and God's lessons from our past. And I think about, he's delivered me. In my yesterdays, there are things I was totally aware of that he met me. And there are some things I have no idea that he did it. But when I see it, it bolsters my faith. God is the same yesterday as he is today, as he is forever, which means tomorrow. And so, you know, when I'm looking at my current situations. So often it's the things that God has already done, whether it's the story of my individual life or my faith history. You know, Danny, I think sometimes people might tend to think like, well, you know, I don't have where I was healed of my shoulder or something like that. You don't have to, because you have a faith history that is your history. It's called the Bible. Because when you say yes to Jesus and you give him your life and you tie your life to his and you respond to his invitation to relationship, you know, great news is God is always extending his hand in friendship. And when we take it in friendship, he forgives us and he cleanses us when we turn from our sin. But this is what happens now. Now, everything in the Bible is not just the Bible. That is now your faith history, because you now are adopted into God's family. And everything that happens that you read in the scripture is not just written for people who lived thousands of years ago or who live in the Middle East, or, you know, it's your faith history now. You are a part of God's family. This is your history. And what God has done in the past, he can do today. And what God has done in the past, he can do tomorrow. And so we need to be able to change that perspective. It's not just my individual experience, but this is one of the reasons why I think the Word of God is so important, obviously. But that it gives me the fuel to believe him, that he's with me today. He can provide for me today. He can lead me out today, and he'll do it today, and he'll do it tomorrow.
Pastor Glenn, I think this is the perfect time to appropriate this in a way that our dear listener right now could receive a grace or a blessing from the Lord, even in their moment, because they might be feeling at this point that their situation, their turmoil, that there's no end in sight. But here you are encouraging them. Pastor Glenn, can you lead in a prayer for our listener right now who's going through a very challenging time?
Sure. Let's pray. Father, we come before you, and we are well aware of those things which are vying for our attention, that are screaming out loud before us. And they may be real, but we thank you. You are more real than the challenges that lie before us. And Lord, it doesn't matter to you what the challenge is. It could be a relational tear. It could be a health situation. It could be a financial situation. It could be, Lord, anything. But we thank you. You know it, and that you are bigger than that. And so, Father, what we do right now is each of us, Lord, that in our moment, we take that concern. And you told us by your promise, you said, to cast that anxiety upon you, to put it on Jesus. Because, one, you care for us. Thank you that you care for us. Lord, would you remind your people that you know them and you love them and you care for them. So, Lord, as we place this on you, what we are also saying is, God, we believe that you're bigger than our problem. You're bigger than our circumstance. Lord, we place it in some ways behind you so that we see you first. We see you. And when we see you, we'll see our circumstances through you. We don't want to see you through our circumstances. Father, we choose you today first.
Yes.
But
yes,
Jesus, would you touch those circumstances? Would you touch those bodies today? Would you touch those finances today? Because we're trusting you. Thank you, God, that you are a father. You are a friend,
you are a king, and that, Lord, all of heaven's resources are not just in your hands, but thank you that you make them available to us. Lord, we're receiving from you today as well.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we receive first your peace and your presence. Lord, sometimes it's the peace that surpasses understanding. Would you touch us as we reach out to you? Thank you that, in essence, we're just really responding to your invitation, grabbing a hold of your hand. Thank you that your hand is stronger than ours. And even when our grip loosens, you never let go. We thank you for that. But we're also thankful for the finger of God that can touch a body part, that can touch a financial issue, that can touch a wound in the soul, that can touch a tear in a relationship. God, would the finger of God touch the concern of your people? We receive it. We believe it. But more than that, we believe you. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for being with us right now. Thank you for covering us. Thank you that we're not alone. Thank you that, like the scripture says, that you are leading us even when we do not see your footsteps, that we see you because you are here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Pastor Glenn, thank you for ministering to us. Thank you for ministering to our dear listener today. Thank you for your love and your words of faith and grounding in the Word of God. Thank you, Pastor Glenn.
Oh, Danny, man, it's always a pleasure to be with you, whether it's in this format or just kind of hanging out. But it is great to be with you today.
Thank you so much. Touching words from Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi, newhopekapolei.org. My friend, hey, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifeaway.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a video for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your financial support to make a donation, well, go to thegoodlifeaway.com and click Partners, and I thank you in advance. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi, newhopekapolei.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer Arlen Nagata, and co-host Lani Ka'a, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll